Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Feel good. Feel a lot better than last week, a lot more confident. I'm ready. And I'm still not where I need to be, but I'm a lot better than last week. So it's promising signs, you know, to go back out there and, you know, do my thing.
Ed Oliver, he's missed four games. Maybe that'll be it. Monday night, Bills at Falcons, 7:15 kickoff, ESPN, and whoever has it locally, 7.
I would imagine that would be the case, but I don't know for sure, but I would think, yeah.
ABC has the Chicago-Washington game. That's Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, and that starts at 8:15. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here.
Maybe that would make it hard for ABC then locally to carry the Bills game.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what happens there.
I don't know channels anymore.
I don't know what happens.
Here's what happens. I turn my I'll keep this short because, like, how old am I? But I turn my TV on. And it gives me a row of what they think I want, and it's mostly like news shows. And as advanced as technology can seem, I've never once watched a news show. Like Sunday yeah. mornings, I turn on the TV. I might want I certainly will want the game if there's a game in London or something, or I'm going to want Fantasy Focus, or I'm going to want something akin to this. But the first thing is, like, it's a CBS morning news.
If you're talking about the app that I think you're talking about, this is my least favorite feature about them. Because I've had YouTube TV at alternate times here because of hockey stuff. And I watched that app 3 times. And then if I go back to it, everything the channels that I watch are the ones that are presented there as soon as the home screen opens. Like, oh, welcome back, Chris. We missed you. Here's the stuff you like to watch.
Yes.
This thing I've had since in the summer of the pandemic, like summer of 20 is when I made the switch to this streamer that I think you're describing. They never have what I want to watch. The things I go there to watch the Sabres. I go there to watch ESPN and then Pittsburgh or Cleveland baseball or the Yankees. Like, those are the 5 things.
Soccer.
Soccer.
But soccer, you have to go all the way, you have to go so far down the list to find the soccer game.
It's like I don't exist. Okay, everything's supposed to be smart, right?
I mean,
my phone knows I'm talking about golf stuff, so here's some golf stuff, right? This app is the most backwards app ever. Like, I have to go looking all the time for the channels that I watch all the time, which is weird.
But I don't want to complain about it from both directions.
Right, because
I don't want them to know too much.
Right, I know.
But, you know, like, you turn on the TV and the first box is Fox and Friends. I'm not sure I'd watch Fox and Friends if they were doing a 10-minute feature on my son. Like, I've never, and then when you click those boxes by mistake, it's the worst. Oh no, I've just contributed to the machine. I hate myself. Now I'm on the list. I don't want to be on the list. I just want to find Leicester City.
I don't want.
Where is Leicester City versus Fulham?
We don't want the technology to know what we're doing until we want them to know what we're doing when it's convenient for us.
Now I've just said these things out loud.
This is the one area that consistently lets me down in that whole realm. Because I understand all the other stuff. Right? I clicked on a Callaway golf ball sale on Facebook now. I'm getting golf. Okay, I know. Okay, got it. Guilty. This app, could you just please once present me some semblance of the kind of content, even if it's give me cricket matches, give me something where people are holding implements and using them to strike balls. That's all I'm looking for.
Careful.
Yeah. And instead, no, it's always just like, oh, here's some billiards or something.
Love billiards.
What are you doing?
But I just don't want it to be news talk.
Right. It's just terrible. It's a terrible. The
I'll take billiards.
Is that called the interface? Whatever. How you use the app is terrible. It's the worst app I've ever used. Consistently.
Sort of. That's how this ends.
It's the worst.
It's the all-time worst.
It's the all-time worst.
I didn't really mean to go there.
I am literally being held hostage by MSG being on that app. Because I hate using it so much. Because this really literally happens every time I turn it on. And the only reason I have this is because of MSG being there for the Sabres. And I know the Gotham app or whatever, but I'm not...
The Gotham app. Can we just get the check when it becomes about the Gotham app?
It's really frustrating. Yeah, right?
How many years of a playoff drought do we need to just be able to cut the cord, so to speak? It's the Gotham app. I'm going to get Brooklyn Nets propaganda. I'm trying to watch the Sabres lose 4-0. Did you hear that what Paul said yesterday on pregame?
I did not.
So we had a nice long chat. You know, it's the season opener. And, you know, something like getting off to a good start. He's like, sure. Just don't come out here and lose 4-0.
Oh, no. Good one, Paul.
Nailed it.
Right.
I mean, empty net goals. But still, they did lose 4-0.
Yeah, they did.
And they might have lost Norris for a while. Wouldn't you know it? I don't think they played badly.
I don't either. I think they played. I mean, I know it was boring, but that's the idea. They're trying to play boring. They're trying to play low event, boring hockey, and hoping that an improved power play. And there's the game. They had 3 power plays in a row in the second period. And, you know, they got a couple looks on the second and third one. The first one was a complete wash. And there's your hockey game. Like, you want to play that way. They didn't give up maybe, I think, fewer than a half a dozen really good scoring opportunities. They probably had fewer than that themselves.
Yeah,
That's some version of harder to play against. Like, I think the game went mostly the way they'd like the game to go, but they didn't score.
You know what phrase I think you're going to hear a lot this year if it does transcend to hockey? Because I am hearing this term all the time now. I don't think I've ever used it. Have you ever used the term rock fight?
No.
Like, it seems I'm hearing this now every day. A low-scoring, dull game is a rock fight. So get ready for 55 of those. 55 rock fights. I wonder if we'll start to hear Sabres games. I mean, maybe this is a good thing if we do, because they're going to be close.
Right.
Rock fights.
I'm familiar with the phrasing. I've just never used it. I'm not here to tell you that it's being misappropriated. I don't really know. That's fine.
I don't hate it. Yeah, I just don't want to say whatever everybody else is saying.
Right.
So if everybody's going to say rock fight for every close sporting event,
you
got to make sure not to. That's kind of how that is, I think.
I feel like rock fight is a hard, tough match.
Yeah.
And I don't think that was last night either. It was just low event.
Is what
last night was. There was just nothing going on, despite the Sabres dressing their tough guy and Matt Rempe, the mighty Matt Rempe, being in the lineup for the Rangers. Oh. You know, no. Yeah, anyway.
Why are we doing that?
Because he's a folk hero in New York, and so he's dressing, and teams are like going, I guess we got to have a deterrent to Matt Rempe, rather than just ignoring him.
Yeah, let's do that.
Like the Penguins did on opening night and won 3-0, I got to have a guy, I guess. So we're among the teams that have a guy.
Right. That'll get me in there.
Oh, yes.
That's embarrassing.
I didn't see. Did the Rangers even get a power play last night? Yeah, they did. I don't know if it got
early
extended far enough in, but on opening night, Rempe saw power play time for the New York Rangers.
They had one pretty early.
Yeah,
I think the first penalty might have been on Buffalo.
That might be right. Anyway, Yeah, Matt Rempe effect. There's a Rempe effect in the league.
No, that's a choice.
Yes, it is. Anyway, well, too bad.
How did the game do ratings-wise in New York with the Giants playing? The Giants game was... What do you think of Daboll right now? So, I defended him here. I always thought it was right to. I mean...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There was stuff that was said within the organization, outside the organization. Like, Daboll, he kind of made a scene here.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bills' offense took off, and he was the offensive coordinator, and I'll sign for that. Like, I respected him as a coach. Since he's gotten to the Giants, I feel like all he's doing is kind of yelling at people and losing. They feel like he's kind of just on thin ice there all the time. Even with Tyrod, like, Tyrod goes in... For who? The game they played here. Who was he? Was that Wilson? No. Who was injured when? Daniel Jones?
Daniel Jones.
Okay. So Tyrod gets the game here, and there's that thing at the end of the half, and Dable's just screaming at him. Like, just, we just had this with the Arizona guy who took it up a level.
Yeah.
Come on, grow up. I kind of want to say whenever I watch Dable.
Yeah, the scene with the doctor yesterday was.
What's that?
Not.
He just busts into the blue tent?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be able to do that.
No.
And so, like, oh, today I read the Giants are going to be in trouble. Explain what kind of trouble they're in. Yeah. What's that going to be?
I don't know. But, yeah, the ownership issued a statement about it. I saw that already this afternoon, I think, since we started. We recognize it was inappropriate or something. Like, they're apologizing. And I guess Daboll tried to walk it back today already, too, although I haven't seen quotes from him.
I believe it.
Yeah. It was a terrible look. Like, he looked like he was yelling at the doctor. Like, get my guy back out here is what that looked like.
Who works for whom in that? Like, what does independent neurologist mean? Like, who works for whom? You can't tell... Nobody can anybody from the league tell him how it works? No, like he's just above everybody. I mean, I like that they won. They look like they could be fun. And as you said earlier, very profoundly, the Giants have literally never been fun.
Right.
So maybe they'll be fun. The running back seems like kind of a hit, and the quarterback could be. I think it'll be up. It'll be up and down, but. Great night for him.
Daboll.
I don't like the Eagles.
I think he mostly handles himself in a way that will make it. Look, when the time comes for a guy to lose that job, they're going to lose that job. But the way he handles himself makes it a little easier, I think. Like, for if you want to make a move on a guy, like you're like, if it's close, you'd be like, yeah, let's take him out back. Just because he's abrasive, and abrasive people, you will rid yourself of them sooner. And that's how he is. I could see him, I think he rubbed people here the wrong way, and I'm sure he's rubbing people there the wrong way. And it's the Giants, too. We've talked about this a few different times. Like, that's a pretty conservative, close to the vest, buttoned up. I mean, the Maras, it's as conservative as American football, I think, gets ownership-wise. And he's just, he's just a different dude, man.
Might want to ask Sal about him. We've got other things to talk about with Sal, injury updates and that. He'll join us at 5. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here, Football Friday on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.